of the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Thanks so much for joining us. You know, if you love the show and you want to hear some past shows or you want to check out our sponsors, maybe live link to their social media, you can do all that at theveroinsider.com. Lots of pictures. You can see everybody. Put a face with the name. That always is good. I like that. But I'm in relationships and networking, so that's sort of what I do. I need visuals. So theveroinsider.com. You can go there anytime. You can listen at any time to any of our archive shows. It goes back as far as a year. So this day in history, in 1979, the USA Chrysler bailout happened. And Chrysler had asked for federal assistance to help with the rescue plan to the tune of $1 billion. All right. So this is like 79. This is a while ago, pre-Anna.
Yeah. $1 billion back then is like
a lot of money.
Substantial.
So I just find it kind of interesting because what I'm about to delve into is the fact that, you know, we're doing well. Caliber Home Loans earlier had mentioned that right now real estate's doing good. It's a strong market. And a couple years prior, it wasn't so much. And it took us a while to get out of it. Yet there's a positive that's here and hopefully staying because we're being conservative in the things that we do. But with that being said, I recently read an article and it was about the tradesmen and how after the boom, they were out of work and they were doing anything to make ends meet. And now there's a complete uptick in remodeling. And these contractors, these skilled laborers, these skilled tradesmen are back at work more and have more business than what they know what to do with, which is so exciting because people are saying, I want to invest in the home I live in. I like it. I already chose this home. I am committed. And I want to maybe enhance this or enhance that. And I believe that my girls here at Caliber Home Loans have a renovation type of loan that can assist in that. If you love where you're at, you love your neighborhood, you love your neighbors, you want to raise your kids here, you can customize it.
You can. And we have a couple different options, purely renovation per se. The cool thing about a renovation loan as opposed to maybe a construction loan, these are 30-year fixed loans.
Right.
And we lock you in at the interest rate today on a Fannie Mae or an FHA program. So on an FHA, you can go up to 96.5% of your current home's value.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So you can actually pay off your current mortgage, build in a new flooring package, a new kitchen. Maybe you want to repaint the whole house and you want to, you know, redeck, et cetera.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we can do it in one loan. Mm-hmm. You know, it's time consuming. And, you know, it's going to take all of us, a big concerted effort because, you know, there's a lot of hands in the pot, but they're successful. They're great. And, you know, we're closing one next week that is amazing. The house was down to its studs. Our borrower wanted to buy this house no matter what. Only cash buyers were going to be allowed to buy it from Fannie Mae.
Hmm.
With this program, an actual end, they're going to make their dream home in this home.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Because any other, you know, a prospect would be a cash buyer. And who has cash buyers as a first-time home buyer?
And the important thing
Not many.
Right.
Yeah. And the important thing is that you couldn't get a traditional loan on a type on a house like that.
No.
So, you know, it's
They'd not be like, just a want
See, or a great thing. It's not, you know, a marketable property other than cash without this. So
in addition to that, Shannon, you yourself have recently had some positive come out of a renovation. Can you share some of that with our listeners? Because if they're thinking, I don't know if I want to invest in all this renovation, I don't know if I want to go through the paperwork and the time it's going to take my Caliber girls to figure this out, what say you?
So I did mine a little bit the good old-fashioned way, blood, sweat, and tears in 5 years.
That's a good rhyme. I like it.
Right. But over 5 years, you know, and Jessica's been a part of it, of course. Mm-hmm. So we've put new floors in. We've just done a number of things slowly but surely. And of course, I'm refinancing my own house right now. I've waited this long because I'm in the business and I don't take care of my own affairs, right? But I'm refinancing my own loan right now, and the appraiser came in, and, you know, my house is 38 years old. It's an old house. But he said that the net effect age would be closer to zero, so almost be viewed as a brand new house.
Because of the update.
Because of the updates done along the way. And, you know, that's huge, especially if you're investing in an older house.
Yes. Which, you know, in Florida and in our neck of the woods, there's a lot of older homes.
Yeah.
And you know, location is key, right? Everybody loves the location.
Sure.
You know, my dad always said, buy the ugliest house in the best street.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a good
rule of
thumb.
You can always fix the house. Can't fix the street.
So at least there's options for somebody who, you may live in the ugliest house on the best street, and we're here to help you. We're not going to make fun of you.
See?
It's all good.
We're going to walk you through it.
You were smart.
Right? You were smart. We're going to put a little lipstick on that puppy. That's what I'm talking about. That is great. That's great to know.
So we've been talking about two different things, just so we're clear. So you've been kind of talking about a refinance scenario, and then we're also, like, what she's closing next week is a purchase. So, you know, just to clarify, you can do it two
Either
ways.
Way.
Yes.
And, and when the clients, potential clients, our listeners, they say, you know what? I'm intrigued. I want to find out more. When they sit with you and have that consultation, you're going to figure out what's the best fit for them based on what their current affairs are, correct?
Right.
And that's why you go to a specialist. That's why, I don't know if you heard the commercial, folks, but Caliber Home Loans does what?
Mortgages.
Only mortgages. So they are the specialist in this. And this is the biggest purchase of your life, more times than not.
So we have to know what we're doing. Right. Otherwise, guess what? We're out of business.
Right. Because it's it. That's the only means of income that they're getting. And I think that that really says a lot. If you go to a master colorist, like perhaps the hair studio of Vero Beach, located on Oslo in US 1, that's my favorite. Just saying, she's my girl. Love me some Melissa. Her mom's a successful realtor here in town, right? You do some work with her mother's clients. Melissa's very talented, and she is a master colorist and stylist. I trust her with my color and my hair. It's sort of one of my best features.
It's pretty important.
Right? And
you don't just have a voice for radio or a face.
Aw, thank you. She's
you
sweet.
Hair, you too. Do have good.
Right? The hair's meant for more than radio, darn it. You bet it is, because I have the hair studio Vero on my team. But with that being said, I go to her because I trust her, and she's a specialist in what she does. I'm not going to just go to any Joe Schmo. I'm not going to go to a barber. That's for darn sure.
She might not. She's not going to do your nails.
And she's not going to do my nails. I go to Foxy's. I go to Foxy Nails for my nails 7 days a week. Complimentary wine and margaritas.
Specialize.
They specialize, and they do just nails, right? So if you go to somebody that specializes in what they do, why wouldn't you do that when it comes to your home, when it comes to refinancing, when it comes to purchasing, when it comes to exploring those different options? It makes a lot of sense to me.
I dig it.
I dig it too. So Caliber Home Loans, they're right here. They're in our backyard. They're vested in the community. And I love that you use local appraisers, because not everybody understands the value of our special little spots throughout Indian River County.
Huge.
North of us, you all go into Melbourne area.
Oh, yeah.
You go south into the St. Lucie County area.
Martin.
But they all, into Martin County, but they all have special areas. And if you're not familiar with them and you can't put, like you said, the best street, maybe the worst house, but how do you know it's the best street?
Right. You have to know the value of the street.
You have to know the value of the street.
And if you're coming from Miami-Dade, you might not know the country club area.
For sure. Which is so darn charming and very profitable.
So
it's a good place to buy.
But I will tell you that, you know, that's one of the things that I love the best about Caliber.
Sets you apart.
It really does. Our local appraisers, handpicked by our interviews, we've got the best of the best, man. I'm really, really, really pleased with the quality of appraisers.
I think that's huge. I think that's really beneficial. Keep Indian River Beautiful, nonprofit right here. They have a store, Upcycle It. So let's say you're doing some of this renovation. Let's say you want to get rid of some of the fixtures, some of the small oddities. You're already breaking apart the cupboards. There's no salvaging that, but the handles look great, or some of the plates look really beautiful, the light fixture.
But you don't
plates.
Have a full set for anything else.
Precisely. Yeah. They can bring it all to the Upcycle It store.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about Upcycle It, Daisy.
Well, we are
very unique in our little niche. We're kind of sort of like a thrift store, but we're also an artsy crafty store because we have all those things that you can make the project from. Like you go on Pinterest and you see all these really cute things from like photo or old 33 records and
for like, sure they do adorable stuff. They make absolutely. I've seen a candy bowl be made out of one
they're
of those.
They're great and they look so, amazing. And we have those kinds of things that you can make into your crafty projects. And then we also have stuff that local artists have made from those types of things. Like we love our artist Vivian. And she is a volunteer there. She comes in every week and she does some fabulous things. She's been doing pillows. She's woven. She's taken an old chair that she bought at one of the other thrift stores and the seat was all messed up. So she just wove fabric into the seat. And then she's created like this beautiful piece of art that is also a chair and very functional.
I love so, functional art. That's some of my favorite art.
It's great. So, so we have some really unique things, just really very artsy, very, local made stuff, as well as, you know, just some of that stuff that can be, you know, you might not want it anymore. But it's still really, really good. There's still a lot of value in it. You just don't want to deal with it.
Sure.
And we deal with it. We know we're sorting it out. We're cleaning it up.
And you have an area dedicated too for the teachers, right?
Yes. We've hidden it from the general public. So if you're a teacher, you have to tell us specifically that, can I come see the teacher spot? Because we didn't want everybody else coming through and picking through what we saved specifically for the teachers.
For all these cool classroom projects and
there's
experiments.
Tons of stuff. Yeah. So, and they can always, the teachers can always call us and say, you know, we have this project coming up and I need 100 plastic water bottles.
Do you have anything?
Right.
Yeah.
And so if they give us a couple of weeks to put it out on Facebook and let people know that, you know, donate on a regular basis, we can get some of that stuff. Or in a bulk section of what they need so that they can complete the project.
KIRB.org, that's the website.
Yep. And it's all there.
It's information about the events, information about being able to volunteer throughout the year,
anytime.
Information to sponsor throughout the year, not just some of the signature events like September 17th's International Coastal Cleanup, where over 100 countries globally are participating and making a difference the same hours of the day. I think it's going to be mind-blowing. We're really excited to be a part of it. You're listening to The Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. We are almost done, but not quite yet, my friends. So stay tuned.
Come check out Vero's premier golf course equipped with 36 holes, superb service, and a number of groups for people of all ages. I'm Bella Nagy, Director of Golf at Sandridge Golf Club, and come join me and my team for a round of golf, participate in a tournament, or spearhead a fundraiser for your local cause. Plus, take advantage of our great programs like the Men's League, Ladies League, and Nine Hole Ladies Leagues, as well as our Junior Golf Program, which is a year-round affair. Visit GolfSandridge.com to purchase gift certificates, sign up for tournaments, and find out all kinds of information about Sandridge Golf Club. We look forward to seeing you very soon out at the golf course.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
When in need of a specific service, you go to a provider who specializes in it, right? So why not do the same when it comes to your home loan? At Caliber Home Loans, mortgages are all we do, and the Treasure Coast is our focus. We use only local appraisers to ensure true values, and decisions are made in-house. No hoops to jump through or feeling like you're just a number, like when dealing with the big banks. At Caliber Home Loans, helping you get a loan for the home of your dreams is not just what we do best, it's all we do. And we're here for you. So shop with confidence for your new home in Indian River County and come see our team of specialists at Caliber Home Loans. Call us at 844-GO-CALIBER or visit us online at www.calibertreasurecoast.com. I'm Shannon Pohl and I approve this message.
my friends. Happy September. It's like you can almost feel the fall. I'm so excited. A little reprieve. A little reprieve. You're listening to the Vero Insider. Thank you so much for tuning in. We have some wonderful sponsors. They make this show possible each and every week. We're very, very proud. Donna, I was thinking about it. It's been, this is coming up my 5-year anniversary.
Oh my goodness.
Really? I know, and I haven't aged.
Congrats.
So that's really nice. Thank you.
Congratulations.
thank you. White Glove Moving. If you know of anyone getting ready to relocate, free estimates, local long distance moves, nobody does it better than White Glove. In fact, we just won Mover of the Month for the month of July from Move for Hunger. We have a lot of local partners that help in our food drives as well as customers. So again, if you know of anyone that needs help with the heavy lifting, White Glove is here. Pack Mail Beachside for all your shipping needs. The Blue Star. Go try Tegan's pasta. If you do, part of the proceeds will go to the Treasure Coast Food Bank. Okay, the Blue Star, Tuesday through Saturday, open for dinner, 5 to close, always live music, delicious wines, craft cocktails. You can never go wrong with Kitty's cooking. Isn't that right, Donna? You're a big fan.
I am a very big fan.
Are we going to do our holiday party there again?
I absolutely hope so.
Me too. I love it.
That was fantastic.
Foxy Nails for all your manicure, pedicure, waxing needs right there on Miracle Mile next to the Fresh Market Plaza. Hair Studio of Vero Beach. She is a master stylist and colorist. She will make you feel fabulous. You will walk out with runway hair. We have Keep Indian River Beautiful in the house, and we were talking about the Upcycle It store. It's right next to the Macy's in the mall, so mm-hmm. It's air-conditioned. It's a great experience. But with that being said, there's a lot of golf balls, golf tees.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Sandridge is a sponsor of our show and has been almost since conception. They are absolutely dedicated to the community. They host all sorts of scrambles for nonprofits. It's a great way to make money and raise awareness. It's also something that you can do with your family. Starting this week, they have the children's program, ages 5 and up. It's an hour and a half. They learn the fundamentals of golf. And the best part is year-round, your child can play golf with you and ride for just a dollar, right? So it makes it affordable. People always say golf is expensive, but it can really be affordable. And Sandridge has figured out ways to do that. They have a renovated pro shop. So if you have a golfer in your life and they have an upcoming birthday or anniversary, get a gift certificate. They'll enjoy the experience. That's for sure. Sandridge. Can't miss them. Right there on 58th Avenue. If you've hit the fairgrounds, you've gone entirely too far. Back it up. Mm-hmm. Back it up. So this day in history. Now, this is sort of near and dear to me because growing up, I'm a Detroit girl that was like all vested into the rap music culture when I was young. This day in history, 1996, rapper Tupac Shakur was shot. That's right. Remember
really?
That? Remember like when it was breaking news on MTV?
But that just
when did you say
so
how long ago?
1996.
Oh my
September 7th, 1996. Feels like yesterday,
20
right?
Years.
I know.
Old.
The controversial rapper Tupac Shakur, who was involved with gang violence between rival gangs, had spent some time in prison, was shot on the Las Vegas Strip. Unidentified gunman. He died 6 days later at age 25.
But I didn't think he was dead.
Right, Machiavelli, that whole thing,
right.
like he wasn't
it.
Dead, but who knows? Who knows? I'm just saying. That's the day he was shot, September 7, 1996. Also, I thought this was a fun fact because my son loves baseball. Last week we had a couple weeks ago, we had the Indian River Rec Department in here. They offer great rates to get your child involved, to experiment with sports, right? And it's not super competitive. It's friendly. It's teaching them some of the basics. In 1998, this day in history, September 7th, Mark McGwire, the St. Louis Cardinals slugger, beat the record for hitting in his second 62nd home run season in this game of against the Chicago Cubs. Okay, yeah. Mark McGwire. Remember that?
I remember that.
That was sort of a big deal.
Yeah, it was.
Who cares about the controversy thereafter?
Yes.
That day
he
epic.
He beat his record. That was awesome.
That was pretty impressive. And, you know, it's our national pastime.
Yeah.
After the Olympics, we need something
Little
to hang
League
on
World
to.
World Series.
Right?
Know?
Little Right. They're doing all sorts of things out there at Dodgertown. It's so darn exciting.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, where we live is such a unique and special mm-hmm. place. Vero Beach is one of a kind. We have the Ladies of Caliber Home Loans. They're here. They provide you with mortgages, only mortgages, but all sorts of mortgages. Shannon Pohl, Jessica Kurtz. So what do we got in closing for our listeners? Just a little something. Can you leave them with something delicious?
So, you know, I don't know if this is delicious, but, you know, one thing I would say, if a mortgage is not the right thing for you, we're going to tell you that too. You know, I've been known, you know, our team's been known, you know, we live here. We network here. We serve here in Indian River County. We want to do what's right. And so if you come to us, even if we have to look at another competitor's deal and say, this looks pretty decent. I mean, we just want to be
you want
a
to be able to
board.
Sleep
yeah,
at night
yeah.
and do right by them. And I think
some
that's
people,
important.
You know, want to do a refi and it's a half a point. And
what's the point then?
The break yeah. even is going to take them 12 years to recoup the cost of it. We're going to tell you this because the average age of a loan these days has been traditionally about 5 to 7 years. Now, that may change in light of these incredibly low interest rates. People may be staying in their homes a little bit longer or in their current mortgages. So who knows? But we want to do the right thing. And I think Jessica, Lucy, Tara, and I, we all have the same view on that.
Goal in mind.
And it's worth a complimentary consultation
sure.
regardless.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
So you're active in the community. I hear there's some upcoming events. There might be a ribbon cutting.
We are working on that, and
that could
hopefully
be fun
with you.
Yes, of course. I'm always lending a helping hand. I'll be your ambassador for the Indian River Chamber, as well as your radio host. I'm your girl. I'm just
you
your girl.
Are
I'm just
our
part
girl
of the package.
Around.
I'm just part of the package. In addition to, I hear you might be hosting the November Alive at 5. What?
That's what I heard. We
That's
weren't necessarily slated for that, but I would
I
love if we did get the
How
opportunity.
How do these doors open up? I don't know.
Good karma.
Yeah. It's voting. It's voting at the table. That's what it is. Daisy Packer, keep Indian River beautiful. Folks, it's just a couple weeks away. Bring your kids, bring your friends, bring your office staff to the
International Coastal Cleanup, 10 days away. So it's right around the corner, and you can sign up right now, get your t-shirt in. You can show up on the day, and we'll most likely have the supplies and maybe the t-shirt. But if you pre-register, we know we'll get you your t-shirt.
And where are they going to pick everything up at, Daisy?
They can go right to their sites. The leaders are going to be picking up everything from me in advance, which is why the pre-registration. And then they're just going to go right to the site, get
There's
everything right there.
There's over 20 different sites.
Oh, yeah.
They can
All
go to KIRB.org, check out what site
no
works
where
best
you live.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the group leaders going to go to pick up all of their supplies, Daisy?
They are going to Blue Star because Kitty loves me.
That's right. Blue Star has generously opened up her space. They'll be able to pick up their materials and all of the necessary things for the International Coastal Cleanup the week of. Mm-hmm. They're at the Blue Star between 1 and 5. Just how cool is that? Right downtown, neutral territory. And who knows? Stay and get dinner. I don't know. Planting seeds. Planting
now
seeds.
I have,
a cocktail.
To be there.
That's what I'm saying. I might volunteer.
Yeah,
I'm going to be
go.
There at the 4:30 shift.
You right know, on time.
Yeah, that's yes. brilliant, is it not? That's what I do.
That's Anna's motto.
Okay, so I just want to quickly kind of fuse all of this together. I thought this was a fun quote. It comes to us from Grace Lee Boggs. We can begin by doing small things at the local level, like planting community gardens or looking out for our neighbors. That is how change takes place in living systems, not from above, but from within, from many local actions occurring simultaneously.
I love that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right?
I really, because that's like totally just sums up pretty much everything.
And it all affects what we do in business. It affects my moving company. It affects my shipping company. It affects their mortgage company. All of these things thrive from the efforts that we make as a community to mm-hmm. value where we live and to support the neighbors. You know, there's been some interesting weather lately.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, September 7th, this day in history, in Greece, a 5.9 magnitude earthquake occurred just 15 seconds from downtown Athens.
Oh, no.
I mean, we're talking about hundreds dead.
Terrible.
What just happened in Italy.
I mean, they were on the
mountains last night.
Like that.
To think what just happened in Italy, to think what's going on in Indiana and in Louisiana. You know, they are our neighbors. They are Americans, and I hope that we will think about them and do what we can to just reach out. And hopefully we'll have a big attendance on September 17th because it'll make a difference right here in our own backyard. Thank you once again to Daisy Packer of Keep Indian River Beautiful and to my lady, Shannon Pohl and Jessica Koretz of Caliber Home Loans, proud sponsors of the show. We appreciate you volunteering on the 17th and
Thank
all the
you.
Information you give to our listeners. Visit TheBureauInsider.com.